Rick in Delaware is on the line with a bathroom question. How can we help you with that project?
I want to tear out my fiberglass shower, and I'd like to rebuild it with this stone tile. And they say, from everything I'm reading, that the backer board is really important for the flooring of the tile.
Right.
But, of course, I want to go up the wall with it about 6 or 7 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to know how to frame out the wall. I mean, I guess I need the backer board. Do I need plywood in back of that? And where does the drywall come into play as far as where the tile ends and at the top of the wall and the
Well, are you gutting this? We're starting from scratch here, Rick?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
So when you frame in the walls, you apply the backer board right to the studs. You don't have to put it over drywall. And then the drywall can start around that. So the area that's going to be tiled is essentially covered with backer board first, and then the tile's attached to that.
Okay, very good. Now, is it possible to just spackle that backer board and make it look like drywall? Just paint over it?
No. Why would you want to do that? No, you put backer board where the stone goes, and you put drywall where the wall surface is.
Okay. It just seems like at the top of the stone there would be where the drywall would start. It would stick out over the stone. It wouldn't be a seamless.
No, I mean, you're going to have a drywall. You're going to have a stone edge, and the drywall is going to be up to that. And you'll probably cut the stone so it's a fairly square line that the drywall would be attached to. And, you know, you'll tape it right to that line, so to speak.
Okay, so it's like a flush meeting.
Right.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. One other quick question on the drain where I've got to slope things. How would I build up the tile so it slopes down towards the drain?
There's a couple of ways to do that, but one way to do it is with a mortar base. You form it with a mortar base so that the mortar's thicker on the outside edge and then sort of leans down to the tile. You could also use a pre-made shower pan.
Mm-hmm, and tile over that.
And that might be the best thing to do, because then everything sort of attaches plumbing-wise right to that shower pan, and you start your tile walls from the bottom up.
I like that.
Saves you a step, my friend.
Yeah, very good. Well, hey, I appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.